Hello, good morning, and welcome to our service of morning worship on this, the 14th Sunday after Trinity. We start our service with a prayer. O Lord of light and vision, open our eyes to behold your presence, to perceive your love and to see your purpose for us, that rejoicing in your presence and strengthened by your love, we may do your will and become what you have called us to be. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. In a moment of quiet, we call to mind those things we need to confess this morning. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The Collect for the 14th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Our readings this morning are read to us by John.
Darlleniad o lyfr y proffwyd Eseia. Dywedwch wrth y pryderus, ymgryfhewch, nac ofnwch. Wele dawech diw chi a dial a thal ofnadwy fe ddawych gwaredu. Yna fe agori'r llygad y deillion a chlystiau'r byddariaid. Fe lamar clof fel hydd, fe gan tafod y midan. Tyr dyfroedd allan yn yr anialwch ac y bonydd yn y diffeithwch. Bydd y crastur yn llyn a'r tir sych yn ffynhonnau byw. Dyma air yr arglwydd. A reading from the letter of James. My brothers and sisters, do you, with your acts of favouritism, really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while to the one who is poor you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonoured the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you? Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you? You do well if you really fulfil the royal law according to the scripture. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For the one who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." Now if you do not commit adultery, but if you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what's the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Our next hymn is Majesty, Worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honour and praise.
Majesty, worship his majesty, unto Jesus be glory.
Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre, and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. I made some reference last week to the beautiful poetry of the Jewish tradition. Our Old Testament reading today from the book of Isaiah has a fine example. "Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water." I made a mistake, actually, in the first line there. I said, "Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened." And for many of us, I'm sure, this is one of those passages which one cannot read without hearing the music of Handel's Messiah, from which that slightly different version comes. This is the recitative, the half-spoken passage, leading into the lovely aria, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd." That aria, too, is another passage of poetry from Isaiah, this time Isaiah 40. "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." As musicians, we sometimes forget to say the simple things about a piece. And the first and most important thing to say about "He shall feed his flock" is that it's a wonderful tune. But it also has a level of complexity that is spiritually interesting. Halfway through the aria, something rather wonderful happens in the relationship between the tune and the text. "He shall feed his flock" begins in the key of F, but halfway through the aria, the key changes to B flat, and the same melody, which was sung originally by the contralto, is now sung a fourth higher by the soprano in the latter key. The modulation and the change of voice reflect a change in the speaker, and indeed a movement from the Old Testament to the New. The words of "He shall feed his flock" begin, as we said, in Isaiah chapter 40, but the aria continues with words from the Gospel of Matthew. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and bear heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The passage is no less poetic, but the poetic voice now is the voice of Jesus, from Matthew chapter 11. But Handel's librettist, Charles Jennens, has made a change which is, I think, unique in the piece. I'll check one day. In Matthew, Jesus' words are, of course, spoken in the first person, as I've just given them. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Jennens put them into the third person. Come unto him, he is meek and lowly of heart, and so on. There might, I suppose, be different reasons for that. Perhaps the simplest is that it keeps continuity with the person of the first section. Isaiah 40 is, he shall feed his flock, and it might seem easier to continue, come to him. Secondly, Jennens may have had some reservation about using the words of Jesus in the first person, although this is common enough in the time in works like, for example, Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Whatever the reason, the effect is that the invitation is made directly to the audience. Come unto him, all ye that labour. Jennens was a deeply devout man. He never earned any money from the several libretti that he wrote for Handel, and his name was never mentioned in the publicity for their performances or on the published editions of his work. There seems little doubt that his purpose in helping Handel to create them was devotional. You may know that in recent decades, much has been made of what is called the authentic performance of Baroque music, so that there are now ensembles who specialise in using Baroque instruments and, where they can be discovered, Baroque tunings. My dear late friend and mentor, though, the conductor Nigel Swinford, would always point out that however much these performances strive to be faithful to the original musical score and to how it might have sounded played on the instruments of the time, the performance of a piece like this cannot truly be called authentic unless it is sung, as it would have been originally, by someone who believes in it, and is trying faithfully, as Handel and Jennens certainly were, to enable the audience to hear the spiritual invitation of Christ. Come unto him, all ye that labour. Come unto him, ye that are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. Take his yoke upon you, and learn of him. For he is meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Amen.
We say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our next hymn is the Welsh hymn, Dyma Gariad Fel y Moroedd.
Tostir iaith a'i fel y llun.
We come now to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Lord, awaken us to your glory. Open our eyes to your presence. Open our ears to your call. Open our hearts to your love, that we may proclaim that you are among us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear Lord, we pray for all those who have been caught up in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, for those in Louisiana who experienced the worst of the hurricane and who are now trying to rebuild their lives without power, and for those along the northeastern seaboard in New York and New Jersey who have experienced flash flooding after over 8 inches of rain fell in a single day. God of compassion, hear our prayers. For those who are affected by storms and flooding, strengthen them in their hour of need and grant them courage to face the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for the people of Afghanistan. We pray for all those who have had to leave for their own safety and for those who have been left behind and who now face an uncertain future. We remember with sadness the loss of lives of military personnel during the years of this country's involvement in Afghanistan. We remember those who were wounded on operations and those who were forever changed by experiences there. We pray for peace, dignity, and freedom for the men, women, and children of Afghanistan. And we pray for courage, vision, and generosity within the international community responding to such need. Almighty and merciful God, whose Son became a refugee and had no place to call his own, look with mercy on those today who are fleeing from danger and who are homeless and hungry. Bless all those who work to bring them relief and inspire generosity and compassion in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for those who are sick or ill. We pray for all those known to us in our six parishes and name them in our hearts. Lord God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, understood people's fear and pain before they spoke of them, we pray for those in hospital. Surround the frightened with your tenderness. Give strength to those in pain. Hold the weak in your arms of love and give hope and patience to those who are recovering. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, we remember all those known to us who have experienced the pain of losing a loved one. Heavenly Father, we pray for all those whose hearts have been saddened by the death of someone close and dear to them. Be with them in their sorrow. Uphold them with your strength. Let them feel your presence in their hearts, that they may know that they are not alone in their struggle today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And our final hymn this morning is, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from this stormy blast, and our eternal home. And we finish our service with the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning, and let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.